Basic food prices remain steady in August, according to the new food price index released by the UN's Agriculture Agency. This is reassuring news, says José Graziano, the Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The Director General says this is just the start of the food production season and calls on the international community to remain vigilant regarding food prices.
The fact that the index price remains unchanged in August, and especially the fact that regards to rice and wheat, the situation is comfortable by the moment. We don't foresee any push on these demands, but despite we have no reason for expect anything like a food crisis in this moment, we need to keep vigilant on the prices.
David Hallam, FAO's Director for Trade and Markets, says there have been concerns about grain production over the past few months. He says the weather played a big role in this.
The very sharp reduction in U.S. production because of the drought, the worst drought for 50 years, we are told, has had a major impact on both stock levels and on prices. U.S. production was expected to increase by about 10% this year. In practice, it's fallen by 13%. So that was quite a shock. And given that the U.S. accounts for more than 40% of world exports of maize, that's a significant development.
The Director General is concerned about the impact that food prices have on poor nations. He urged the international community to continue its support of those nations, especially in drought-stricken Africa.
You all know that in those situations of high-level prices, who pays the bill at the end are the food imported countries, in African countries especially. And again, I would like to highlight the importance of the international cooperation, especially donor community, to pay attention for those countries because we have an increase in the amount of dollars need to face their necessity to import food in this moment.
While acknowledging the challenges that lie ahead, Jomo Sundaram, Assistant Director General for FAO's Economic and Social Development Department, cautions against over-exaggerating the current situation.
It's very important to recognize that crying crisis prematurely can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is very important, therefore, to be very responsible in our evaluation of the situation, to be cautious, to be vigilant, to plan ahead, but not to respond excessively.
FAO says avoiding a food crisis in the future depends on how well the current stock of food is used and warns against financial speculation in the food industry. Gail Walker, United Nations.